News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So, interesting things have been happening in Alabama's election primaries. Wow. I mean, like I said last week that runoff was going to be the word of the day, and we have multiple runoffs. So we got runoffs in state house races. We've got runoffs in the state auditor, secretary of state, what else? U.S. Senate race. We got major runoffs. So you're going to be going to the polls again here in just a few weeks and have an opportunity. Oh, congressional race. We got a congressional District 5 race that's in a runoff. So yeah, we're across the board looking at pretty robust ballots for a lot of times a runoff, you go and there's one thing on there. No. There's a lot of stuff on there. And the interesting dynamic we have in Alabama is that in the past we have seen some interesting things happen with primaries that have resulted in a whole lot of political angst, if you know what I mean. Angst like angst is bad. Angst is like anger. Well, I went ahead and I had to go back and pull it to get some details. Looking at a piece right here from the LA Times. That's not Lower Alabama, by the way. That is Los Angeles. The LA Times from August of 1986, literally just a few months before I got married to the lovely Charlene. But in that particular year, we as a state went to the polls to vote for our next governor. The Republican primary resulted in Guy Hunt being the Republican candidate for governor. The Democrat primary, and at that point, by the way, Democrats controlled state politics. The Democrat primary was fraught with controversy. Why? Because it was widely believed by some in the party power of the Democrat Party, the establishment side of the Democrat Party at the time. It was widely believed that Charlie Graddick, who was one of the Democrats running, he was attorney general of the state, and he was running at that point to run for governor. He won the election by 8,756 votes. I mean, it was close in terms of the 930,000 that were cast. But nonetheless, he won by 8,756 votes. However, state party establishment figures believed that he had encouraged Republicans to come over to the primary and vote in the Democrat side to vote for him, and that was seen as being bad form. So the Democrats went to war with themselves, and it went to court. And the judges ruled in that case that Graddick had violated federal election laws in his quest to succeed Alabama's longtime political boss at the time, which was George Wallace. And the judges ordered the Democrat Party to either certify Baxley, Bill Baxley, who was his competition, either to certify Bill Baxley as the primary victor, or else hold a new election. In other words, they were invalidating the win that Graddick had coming out of the primary election day. Well, Baxley contended that many... Here's the actual quote from the LA Times. Baxley contended that many Republicans who voted in the June 3rd GOP primary had crossed over and voted in the Democrat runoff on June 24th as well, supplying Graddick with his slender victory margin. Crossover votes. Crossover votes. Now, we have what's called open primaries in Alabama, largely speaking, but we made some modifications to it while I was still in the Senate. The modifications are that basically you cannot cross over during the primary season. Now, nothing says you can't be a longtime Democrat who chooses to vote Republican in the primary, but if there's a runoff, you can't switch parties. In other words, you can't try to set the stage for the weaker candidate. You can't try to game the system by getting in there and going, okay, who do we like? We're Democrats or we're Republicans, whichever the case may be, and we're going to try and make sure that, who's the weaker opponent? Okay, quick, go and vote for that person. Let's see if we can get them in. Oh, there's a runoff in my own party. Well, I'm going to switch back. I got to get in the runoff. I got to get back to my own party and kind of clear this up for them. No, you can't do that. In Alabama, the law now says that once you have voted in your primary election, you cannot switch parties for the purposes of the runoff, but you can switch parties for the general election. Confused? Stay tuned. There's more. So right now we're hearing rumors that down in Lee County, in the Senate district that's been held for the last three terms by State Senator Tom Whatley, that somehow Democrats, activists in that area, by the way, there are some activists in that area. I've met them, and they are wild. But that somehow these activists had decided they were going to go take out their angst against Tom Whatley and vote for the non-incumbent, the Republican named Jay Hovey. Jay Hovey, a city councilman who decided that he was going to go ahead and take Tom Whatley to task and run against the incumbent, the longtime incumbent, the chair of Senate Judiciary. Well, he did. And after they counted the provisional ballots, Hovey beat the incumbent, Tom Whatley, by one vote. One vote. Whatley did not prevail in his own home county of Lee, the city of Auburn, that area. But he did prevail in the outlying counties because Senate districts have more than one county very often. I had four in mine. But what we're looking at right now is one vote spread. So that means even if a group of 10 Democrats decided we're going to go over there and screw with their primary, they swayed the election if that happened. The provisional ballots, I mean, there was only a spread of four going into the counting of the provisionals. Whatley picked up a few more, but not quite enough. And so right now, the vote has been certified at a one-point victory for the newcomer, Jay Hovey. Did the Democrats impact it? We'll have Jeff Poore on in just a minute. You're going to want to hear this. Jeff Poore has been tracking this. Jeff is not only a radio guy himself, he's also the political editor for 1819 News. We'll talk to Jeff Poore right after this break and see what he thinks. And then I got some information for you about what may happen legally, because yes, the state code does supply the opportunity to challenge an election legally. Tell you about that in a minute, too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.